Bybit wins Austrian e-money license to build EU payment cards. Bybit's payments subsidiary in Austria has secured an electronic money institution, EMI license, clearing it to develop payment cards, merchant acquiring, and open banking services across the European Union. Cointelegraph reported the approval on August 5, 2026, citing the exchange's Austrian arm as the license holder. An EMI authorization is a substantive permission, not a memorandum of intent. It lets the holder issue electronic money, run payment accounts, and passport those services into other EU and European Economic Area member states under a single home country license. For a crypto exchange, that is the regulatory foundation needed to move from trading fees toward everyday spending flows. The license and what it permits Austria's Financial Market Authority supervises EMIs under the EU's second e-money directive and the Payment Services Directive. Once granted, the license carries a passporting right. Bybit's Austrian entity can offer regulated payment services in any EEA country without applying separately in each one. That single market reach is the reason firms cluster their EU payment applications in a handful of jurisdictions rather than seeking 27 approvals. The scope Bybit described covers three distinct product lines. Card issuance would let it put a branded card in users' hands tied to their exchange balances. Merchant services point toward acquiring, the side of payments that lets businesses accept transactions. Open banking sits on the account information and payment initiation rails that PSD2 opened up. Building all three is a bigger ambition than most exchange card programs, which typically stop at a co-branded Visa or MasterCard debit product run through a third-party issuer. Exchanges are buying their way onto payment rails. Bybit is not moving in isolation. Over the past year, major exchanges have treated EU payment licensing as a competitive front rather than a compliance afterthought. Owning the regulated entity instead of renting one gives an exchange control over card economics, faster product iteration, and a durable moat once MyCA and the payment directives raise the barrier to entry. The list of exchanges with a European card is already long. Coinbase, Crypto.com, Kraken, Gemini, and Binance all field cards in one region or another, and Bybit's own card has been available in select markets. An in-house EMI changes the underlying structure of those programs. Rather than splitting margin with an external issuer, the exchange keeps more of the spread and can wire rewards, cashback, and stablecoin settlement directly into its own stack. There is a defensive angle too, as European supervisors tighten oversight of crypto firms operating through licensed intermediaries. Holding the license yourself removes a dependency that regulators can sever. Ready's card program stopped this year when its issuer wound down, a reminder that a card is only as stable as the regulated entity behind it. The gap between license and launch, a license, is a starting line, not a finish. An EMI approval authorizes Bybit to build the products. It does not mean cards, merchant terminals, or open banking flows go live tomorrow. Card programs still require BIN sponsorship or direct network membership, scheme certification with Visa or MasterCard, fraud and settlement infrastructure, and country-by-country rollout decisions. Exchanges routinely announce authorizations months before a consumer product ships. For users, the near-term change is small. Nothing about the announcement alters the fees, rewards, or availability of any card in market today. The medium-term signal is clearer. An exchange with its own European payment license tends to compete harder on card terms because it controls more of the cost stack and has a strategic reason to grow spending volume, not just trading volume. That control cuts both ways. A card tied to an exchange balance is a custodial product. Funds sit with the issuer, and the disclosed spending fee rarely captures the full cost, since network spread and the crypto-to-fiat conversion at checkout add layers on top. Readers weighing an exchange card against a self-custody option should price in counterparty exposure alongside the headline rewards. Austria's own crypto users can track local availability on the Austria country page as programs come online.